take the street route. This is not the GoFundMe. This time I don't can keep on cooking. This they don't know.
I feel like they shouldn't even get any more. This is
fire. So welcome back to the Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir. We're going into the second hour, the last hour of the Grapevine. We're about to pick some more grapes. Guess who we have on the studio? We have Ishdar.
Yeah.
We have Ishdar on the studio. And he bought his crew.
Got the gang.
This guy is like a crew. Bought his crew. But we need to play. Can we play that? Can we replay that song one more time?
Please,
that's a hot song.
Thank you.
So we're gonna talk over it. Keep going. So basically, you made this song this morning.
This morning.
Right.
Woke up at 7 a.m. Hannah sent me the beat like, this morning.
You didn't even eat the cereal.
I ain't even eat cereal.
You ate bars.
No bars.
Bro,
no
breakfast. I haven't even heard this yet. You surprised me.
I made this here 2 hours ago. And I was like, I sent it to Candace. I was like, yo, what you think? I'm about to go on the radio. He's like, bro, load that up. I was like, man.
What you calling that one?
Do numbers right now. I might change it. Yeah, I might change the name, but it's gonna be on a deluxe. There's no tomorrow.
What?
Yes, sir.
I can bump this in the car.
No cursing either. So I'm like, it's perfect. It's ready.
Radio ready.
Radio ready. That's it. Trying to make records, man.
We definitely want to play this here.
There you go.
It's supposed to be mixed and mastered. That's what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah. All
right. When it's mixed and mastered,
we're gonna get the mixed and mastered for you.
Got the exclusive.
This is exclusive.
We got the exclusive, man. I'm happy that I'm getting the exclusive, man. Whenever you want to break exclusive, talk to me.
All right. Yes.
Man, that's fantastic. Right. DJ Manon, DJ Zach. Okay, never mind. DJ Z, that's it.
Oh, I have a DJ name already.
My fault.
Brother Z.
Yeah,
Big Z in the building.
Big Z.
DJ I dropped the ball
Z.
On that one.
Yeah.
Big Z.
Yeah.
Z. Big Z,
gang.
That's it.
That's that classic
Z.
Radio.
6'2".
Gang.
Yeah. So you have a unique style, but you grew up very unique. In a very loving household, you had moms, you had your brother, your sister. Mm-hmm. Your dad actually was my friend.
Yo.
Talk to me about your dad.
Yes, man. Shout out to Pops. That was my dog, my coach. Pops seen it from before, you know, kind of a lot of the inspiration came from, you know, Pop's basement, just him having his music on,
mm-hmm.
deeply rooted into just music, mm-hmm. good music, good vibes, you know. And from there, though, that's kind of like, you know, I don't want to get all emotional on here.
Nah, it's all good.
You know,
I just said we're gonna ask one question.
Right,
you're gonna get me crying too, man.
Right. But
man, I'm right there with you.
Yeah,
guys.
It's like Pops.
You
know,
yep,
Pops.
Yep.
Man, that was the original old soul, young spirit. I can say.
Yeah. Hey, I remember, man. I wasn't his age.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing him hoop, man, and you know, back in the day on our trips.
Mm-hmm.
Good dude, man. He always gave me the best hugs, man.
Yeah.
He was my big brother.
There you go.
Instantly.
Like, you know, Pops was the, you know, like
best advice too. He would always give the best
guaranteed.
Advice.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
Warranted or unwarranted. He just kind of dropped some gems on you.
And the way he looked at you loving it though.
Like he seen you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was something.
So you know, that those vibes from your dad spurred a lot of this.
So that spurred a lot of this. Really, you know, like I'm saying, you don't know how much it does, I guess, until, like I'm saying, you know, you've grown. But that was the roots. That was him playing, you know, his music from just DJing in his basement every day. We, you know, go after school, like, Pop, can you turn it down, man? We trying to watch TV.
We trying to watch these cartoons.
We trying to watch cartoons, anything. We not trying to hear. I don't even know who you playing, Pops. But, you know, it all just resonated later. It was like, yeah. Thanks. So thank you, Pops. Shout out, Pops. RIP, Pops.
Yes.
You know.
Love Pops.
Love Pops. You know. So we still. You know, pushing, keeping it going.
And that speaks to having a dad in your life.
Yes.
Even I always say, like, even 1 minute, 1 minute of a male mentor, 1 minute into a young man's life. Just talking about young men, because we got young men in all over this place. But 1 minute will allow people, will allow that young man to grow up to be a man.
That's it. That's it. You know, we putting that on the tee, because, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. And I definitely can, you know, I want to, like I said, overly thank, you know, Pops just for being, you know, he ain't miss a day. He ain't miss a beat, you know. So that just, from there, it was like, man, we good. We set, Pops. Like, we good for.
Yeah. Forever.
Planted forever. Like, you planted that seed, we good. And so that was, yeah.
The love he shared isn't, you know, it's not gone at all.
There you go.
So let me ask this. What do you have going on now?
Man.
Here we go. Exclusive.
So we got a lot going on now.
Go ahead. Yo, you got a little time. Go ahead.
So for one, we just got some new music. Said right now, we got There's No Tomorrow out now. If you haven't heard that, go get that latest project. Got some events. We just had our first Milwaukee experience for that. That was amazing. We did that at Wicked Hop. Did that at the Wicked Hop on 11. Great turnout. Shout out everybody who pulled up the first one. From there, we got some more cool things planned this summer within the next month or two. Go ahead. A lot of new experiences.
Speaking to your mic real quick. Zach, turn it. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, okay. Good.
All right, yeah, no, we working on bringing new experiences to Milwaukee, to the music scene. We've been in the music scene for, Ish has been in the music scene for a decade, myself as well. And, you know, we love the growth, but, you know, we want to break some of these trends, and we want to bring some new experiences, some new vibes, new venues. Taking a lot of consistency. We're trying to work with a lot of new people, not the usual suspects. Yeah. You know, we're just trying to branch off and kind of create a new lane and a new energy in the city around the music. So,
yeah.
Ish is doing great with the music. He's doing great performing. The venues are being happy to work with us. We got a meeting at the same place. We're gonna do some here. We want to eventually get a festival. You know, we want to get big things done.
Definitely.
In the city, and you know how we were talking about the youth having something to do.
Yeah,
we want to have the youth have something to do, have something constructive for them. Bring some light to the scene here, and then bring it across stages, across the U.S. and the world. You know, and that's really the goal. So you know, the new project is out. TN.
Yeah.
There's TINT. And we've been pushing that, you know. So we every show right now, you know, I know a lot of y'all know the old Ish, you know, Too Bad, Locals, Mucho Mango. There's a lot of new stuff if you haven't heard of Ish, you know. This is a great project to get to know him. I love this project, and I think that we're putting in a lot of work behind the scenes that you guys are going to be seeing this summer, this fall, and then hope y'all catch it then, because by winter we got to hit the road. It's too cold over here. We got to do our shows out of town. Yeah. So
there's a new one that I keep telling Ish about. I've been on his back about it now for some months. I've been like, bro, this right here, he played me a couple tracks the other day of some potentials. And I was like, it is a huge, it's not necessarily like a feature, but it's a few things that he showed me that I was like, bro, you need to drop this one in the fall time. And that's the one that is kind of, I've been getting on him, I'm like, bro, that's going to be the knockout punch for sure. And if he want to talk about it, I'll let him talk about it. But I try to motivate him as far as this one right here, because I was a fan of the first one.
Wow.
To be continued.
We got to have you back, right?
No. Breezy talking about, man.
What am I talking about?
I don't know what Breezy. You know what no, man. Like Breezy
speculation.
Said,
allegedly. What do you mean by that? Yeah.
No, Breezy talking about new project for the fall time. Probably Old Soul Young Spirit 2. But you ain't hear that here, man. You ain't hear that here, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's going to be the. Yeah, we gearing up, so.
Yeah.
You know, slowly but surely, but I'm excited. Yeah. The music.
More music, more shows.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just cooking. More collaborations.
Yeah.
More opportunities.
Love.
Yeah. More experiences. You know, no gimmicks, just talent. That's what we've been saying, you know.
That's right.
It's no gimmicks. It's bars. You know, I don't want to say too much.
Hey, you know, you can see like the talent is overloaded right here and just right in this building. And I like to see that, man. I like to be around young folks that are just super super smart. You know what I'm saying? So with all that going on, we have rapid fire questions. Mm-hmm. Just a few. Uh-oh. Yeah. You ready?
Good. I'm ready.
You're great at these.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Milwaukee or LA?
Milwaukee.
Oakland, Giro, or some other late night spot.
Oakland Euros over everything.
OG.
Okay, okay. Bucks game or studio session?
Bucks now?
Right. Studio session now, man. I miss my boy, Yanni.
Love you, Yanni. Would you sign a record deal now, knowing what you know? Yes or no?
No.
Milwaukee hip hop scene overlooked or just not loud enough about itself?
Just not loud enough.
Is your best song already out or is it still coming?
Still coming.
Okay, okay. Last one. Fame changed you, yes or no?
No.
We live five blocks away from here.
I'm still in the city with it.
Still in the city?
Yeah, still in the city with it. Local.
That's good.
Local.
You know, I'm excited for you. I know you got a lot of stuff going. You played a lot of music for us on the way out. Can we play some music on the way out? Play some of his music on the way out.
Thank you, gang. Nunu. Numbers.
Yes. I really appreciate you for being here. You're a class act. You're a great nephew, and you're more than welcome to come back. Is there something you want to tell Milwaukee before you leave out?
Man, I want to say Milwaukee, thank y'all. Shoot, keep being a good city, dope city. Like I said, we got a lot on the way. Still a lot of work to do, but we here. Yeah, we here. We here more than ever now. So if you're from Milwaukee, let's get it.
Right on. Hey, y'all. You are in the building with Ishdar, and don't go anywhere because we're going to talk about a lot of other stuff. Pete Hegseth and his testosterone troops. We see y'all. We're going to pick some more grapes. We'll see y'all when we come back. All right.
Then I bring the crew under. I sat out a few summers. Water, lemon, cucumber. Next open hydration bar. Tell them I'm the proof under. Had to take the street route. This is not the GoFundit. This time I throw cannons. Keep on cooking. It's a few onions. I like when my shooters clap congruent. That was no button. Girl, my life a movie. Been directing. Push the shoot button. I just took the long way. I ain't Pee-wee. This is not sudden. Count me up percussions. It's start a discussion. Till you add some trumpets. Follow in the compass. Infectious as a fungus. Free Nate about the jam too. And 262 I'm done. I'm usually on the gram, no, I gotta leave with something. The game is all I know, dawg, still cooling right above it. Cause I was raised to YM, said BJ, see the love this. My angel keep on right here, plus 40 clip for Dustin. I'm back on that one, shh, love me how I do numbers. Then I bring the crew under, I sat out a few summers. Water, lemon, cucumber, next open hydration bar. Tell them I'm the proof under, had to take the street route. This is not the GoFundit, this time I throw cannons. Keep on cooking, it's a few onions. I like when my shooters clap congruent, that was no button. Life a movie, been directing, push the shoot button. I just took the long way, I ain't Pee-wee, this is not sudden.
Milwaukee, Milwaukee. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir. And we just had a fire interview with Ishdar. Just had a fire interview with Ishdar. And if you look outside, you step outside right now, look at the sky, that is not fog. That ain't fog. That's not anything else, but something that's not normal. And I need you to understand, like, if it's not normal, we got to question it, right? We got to question it. It is It is smoke. It's smoke. It's wildfire smoke blowing in from 830 plus Canadian wildfires, plus fires burning in northern Minnesota. So not only is the Canadian wildfires blowing in and burning in Canada, but they are burning in northern Minnesota. Here's the wild part about this is that when we are going outside, I want you guys to realize that the DNR has a statewide air quality advisory in effect right now. Yeah. Hazardous readings in parts of northern Wisconsin, and also there's many, many unhealthy conditions reaching Milwaukee. We're going to play this video. I want you to check out what the news is saying.
602 wildfires in Canada, just blanketing smoke across parts of the country, including right here in southeast Wisconsin. The image behind me shows you exactly what we're dealing with. Well, the smoke is creating unhealthy air quality and very hazy skies, folks. Stephanie Quirk joins us live. She knows all too well what it's like. She's following this story from our live truck. Steph, what are you seeing in terms of that air quality and visibility?
Hey, good morning. Yes, we're actually in the truck this morning because of just how hazy and smoky it is where we're at. I'm going to flip the camera right away so you can see. We're in Port Washington, kind of by Harrington State Park, where we actually drove by the monitoring station for air quality, which our chief meteorologist, Rob Haswell, mentioned to us, too, and really told us to head this way and really check it out, because it's important to know for people that the air quality is really unhealthy to the point where it's hazardous where we're at. You could see it. You could also smell it in the weather truck, which just kind of paints you a picture of how serious this is. Obviously, we know that everyone's impacted by this unhealthy air quality because there's, you know, a number of reasons, but these they're called tiny particles in the smoke that can travel into your bloodstream. This is all according to health officials. Some groups will be hit harder than others. Take a listen to what they had to say about how to stay safe if you do have to go outside.
Regular masks and bandanas usually aren't enough to really filter these small, tiny particles that get into your lungs. We really have to have an N95 mask that's well-fitting, that will filter out these particles.
So just kind of a very eerie, very eerie, but serious. So, of course, if you have to be outside for any reason, wearing a mask, but try to limit that time outdoors and stay inside, because it's no joke, you guys. We'll toss it back to you for now.
Thank you, Zach. Hey, that was a report from Fox 6 News about the health risk and also the smoke that's filling our skies in Milwaukee.
It may have been overkill or extra, but when I left this morning, I had like a wet paper towel with water. Like, I just wet the paper towel, and I was like, all right, hopefully this helps.
Yeah, you put it over your...
Yeah, and I just like walked with it to my car.
Yep. You know, I think that, and this is true, like that smoke is a really heavy smoke, and it reminds you of kind of being in a house full of smoke that has been set on fire. And so those particles, when the blaze is up and, you know, it's ground zero for the blaze, when that smoke goes in the air and it travels, you know, with the jet stream or whatever, wherever it travels to, it's traveling south, right? So it's traveling south towards us. It's carrying everything that is in the atmosphere, let alone the things that it burned with. So in northern Minnesota, where the wildfires have gone from Canada, that those wildfires are the smoke is holding all of those smaller particles, and imagine you not wearing a mask or something over your face, those small particles can get lodged in your body. Even a small something like a strand of hair, imagine that getting deep into your lungs. So a clean Wisconsin analysis attributes roughly 250 premature deaths a year in this state to wildfire smoke. So it may not reach Milwaukee per se, but it does have a wild effect on people per year. So now this one has become really dangerous. And if you are, and I have some practical advice, if you are in a house, you have people who are dealing with asthma, you have folks that are, yes, exactly, homeless. A lot of times you're in and out of the house, if you're on an oxygen tank, if anything dealing with any respiratory issues, you are at risk. So one, yes, please close your windows, run the AC on recirculate, use an indoor air purifier, an air filter. Please, if you feel like you need to get one, go grab one. They do have air filters on Facebook Marketplace. Get you an N95 mask, so a medical mask that, you know, people usually use in the hospital. If you must be outside for extended periods, limit outdoor activity for your kids. They don't need to always be outside. They can be inside and then do some things that will help them stay busy inside. Elderly people, please make sure that you are staying inside. I know sometimes you got to go to the grocery store. Please ask somebody else to go. Even my eyes coming into the studio, my eyes were burning. Pregnant people and anybody with asthma, COPD, heart conditions, if you have any issues in relationship to asthma, COPD, heart conditions, make sure you are masking up. You heard what Brother Z said in the fact that he went outside, if he didn't have a mask, he had a paper towel. He wet the paper towel and he put it over his face, and he was able to at least stand the haze outside to get to his car. And that may be just the right place and the right thing to do, is to find ways in which you can protect your respiratory system. So this is very serious. It's not anything that is a joke. Baybar says, why is no one wearing a mask? Even the shiesty masks are not being used. And that's, you know, honestly, not even joking, that's probably one of the best ways to protect yourself is, you know, mask up. And whatever type of mask it is, you might have to put it on. So also be careful too, because if you're wearing the push icy mask and you walking around, you know, a lot of times, you know, that push icy mask, they're attributed to certain things in our community. So if you're walking around, make sure you're conscious and aware of what is, you know, where the authorities are, right? And just be aware that things do happen. We want to make sure that everybody stays safe, especially our young folks. But here's a bigger point. Wisconsin averaged 9 unhealthy air days a year from wildfire smoke. And it's since 2020. And that's up from less than 1 day a year the decade before. So we not only do we have a advisory, an air advisory, we don't know when this air advisory will stop. So make sure that you're doing what you need to do for your for your family, but also make sure you're doing what you need to do for yourself. When we come back, something is currently running loose inside people's bodies now, like right now. And I promise you, the way I describe it, it's going to stick with you. We're going to talk about the parasite just a little bit, and then we're going to talk about Pete Hegseth's super soldiers when we come back in two. Yes, welcome back. Welcome back. We're picking some more grapes on the grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabirian, and we had that haze outside. We got the haze outside, and it's not a purple haze. It's real. It's the real haze. It's coming in from Canada, and it's now burning in a little bit in Minnesota, northern Minnesota, all those woods up there. Hopefully, we can get it under control. You guys protect yourselves out there, because if you're outside, you got to go outside. Please mask up. That haze is getting thicker and thicker by the minute. So I can only imagine people in Minnesota having to deal with it. Hegseth, Pete Hegseth, our best buddy, Department of War. He has a high T department. A high T department. It's not like high T, like iced tea, not high T, not like, not T E A, but testosterone. A high T department. And I mean, this is real life. It's called high T department, as in testosterone. I promise you I'm not making it up. We're going to play this video real quick of Pete Hegseth on CNN, and we're going to find out, what is he talking about?
I'm authorizing a new screening program for testosterone deficiency for our service members, ensuring you have the right testosterone levels to operate at your absolute best. At the Department of War, we have the most elite warriors on the face of the earth. Every single day, you are pushed to your absolute physical and mental limits to master the profession of arms. We demand your all, and you give it. But while we invest heavily in our weapon systems, platforms, and gear, our most decisive tactical advantage will always be the individual warfighter. We have a sacred duty to maintain that advantage, which is why we must constantly look for new ways to optimize your performance, your resilience, and your long-term health. Under the supervision of our world-class medical professionals, warfighters age 30 and older are going to be tested annually as part of their periodic health assessment. It's a health assessment that happens every year. We're just adding this test. Those under 30 can voluntarily choose to get the test as well. If treatment is recommended, it's entirely your choice to receive testosterone replacement therapy. This initiative, it's not about artificial enhancement. It's about restoring and optimizing your natural capabilities, protecting your longevity, and ensuring you have the biological foundation required to sustain the fight. We owe our warriors the absolute best medical care in the world, and this program delivers on that obligation. I'm authorizing a new screening program for testosterone deficiency for our service members, ensuring you have the right testosterone levels to operate at your absolute best. At the Department of War, we have the most elite warriors.
Yeah, so that was Pete Hegseth. Thanks for drowning him out. We need to drown him out. He was reading from a
teleprompter. Yeah, he started to repeat himself. The video looped. Right. I was like, oh, it's over.
No, yeah, but he was reading from a teleprompter, and I was getting a headache. So that's not how he talks with his buddies at his mansion. He's talking like, you know, give me that beer. Give me that beer, guy. He looks like a beer drinker. So, and he probably works out at 6 o'clock in the morning. So Pete Hegseth, Department of War guy, announced that the Pentagon will annually screen every service member 30 and older for testosterone deficiency. And they folded that into their existing mandatory health assessment. So people under 30 can volunteer for testing too. There's a lot of things I want to say about this. We don't have that much time. But he branded it as the high T department. And he's framing it around lethality, being lethal, and keeping their troops at their biological, high-level, multifunctional foundation. Great for combat readiness. And part of a broader recent push is including new fitness tests and grooming standards. So what they're doing is, what I foresee this happening is, they're looking to enhance the human body in order for them to have a super soldier. And for them, and probably for this guy, he's looking to have a super soldier that looks like him. So they're going to form appeal. They're going to produce appeal. When they produce this pill, they're going to start protocol. They're going to start giving it to their troops. And then they already have major discriminatory practices in the armed services. Major discriminatory practices in the armed services. What I do foresee them doing is making certain areas of the armed services not available for individuals of brown and black culture and race. I can almost sense it. We know this. This is who he is. As a classified racist, we know who Pete Hegseth is. And this is what they're doing. Not only are they going to produce and look at enhancing individuals, right? Not only are they going to produce and look at enhancing just the soldiers, but they're looking at making androids. And they already are making androids. Like RoboCop, the old RoboCop. If anybody's seen the old RoboCop, where they took the guy's head and made the body an actual machine, they're already doing this. They're already testing this out. Already. You know how we know they're testing this out? China just went on record. They have a company called Ultra Tech or Ultra One that has you can buy this robot, but there's a robot that you can purchase that does the same things a person would do around the house. You can purchase this robot and almost have this your face as the likeness on this robot's body. It's here. It is here. Have you guys heard of the Enhanced Games? The Enhanced Games is nothing but a human body study. Peter Thiel, you know, people who already see, it's interesting because if you already see a person like LeBron James in a regular season game gliding from the free throw line to dunk a basketball, don't you think you will want to be like him? 6'8", or how about almost 7 feet, and, you know, 260 pounds, running like a gazelle, can run a 4.3 40. Wouldn't you want your children to be like that? And his children are the military. His children are people in the military that want to enhance these people in order for those people to be super soldiers, so they can put troops on the ground and run amok. Karg Island, they've been trying to take Iran for 40 years, and they know they can't. Iran is mostly desert. You know where Tehran is, the major city in Tehran? It's in the middle of Iran. It's in the middle of the desert. Al, caller, what's up?
Well, if they're trying to do that, you should be the definition of what you're trying to promote. And when you look at the Congress, they're old, fat, out of shape. And how somebody who can't even pass an alcohol test gonna produce a super soldier? Or if you want to go deeper in history, they want to produce all that. It's like when they was marrying sheep back in the day and they were producing sheep because they had them big old wide hips to breed and marry. I just think it's very funny how these people want to produce all this stuff and they're not even an example of it. You have to be an example of something if you're going to push it and produce it. Just like they say, oh, we want super soldiers. Well, y'all was making sex dolls and sleeping with them. So my thing is, if you're going to produce something, be the definition of it. And there's no Republicans, plural, the definition of super soldiers. Alcoholics, freaking drunks. I ain't going to even say pedophiles. No, hell that. Pedophiles, too. That's their super soldiers. Right there. And then you brought up China. The United States is dumb as hell to China. Okay, China is for the people. These people are for themselves. So they will never be able to get on the same level as China because they're dumb. How can you think like you come from a cave with a big old bone and think you're going to be able to compete? Look at what they produce. Look at their genes. Look at their bloodline, what they produce. You will never be able to F with China. You will never be able to compete with China when you are a Caucasoid and you think like you come from a cave.
Man,
that
Al,
is basic common sense.
Al, you, hey, look, you on fire today. You just wrote a book. I appreciate it. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you got to use common sense. Mm. Oh, my. Oh, I got to hit it. Let me hang up.
All right. We'll see you in a minute, Al. Okay. Thank you. Hey, look, you know, this may be real preventative health care. Yeah, that's what Al is saying. This may be real preventative health care for people whose job demands peak performance. Is that a shock? Or is this like ethics dressed up as medicine? Or optics dressed up as medicine? I mean, y'all tell me on the way back, when we come back, I want to hear from y'all. Hit me up on the chat, YouTube, Truth Radio, or 833-212-1017. Let me know what you really think about the high T department and the super soldier and Pete Hetsef. You can talk about both of them if you want to when we come back in two. Welcome back to the Grapevine. That ain't purple haze outside at all. That's ain't purple grapes either. We're going to pick some grapes because this is real life. But looking to discover and support local businesses in our community, then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to The Truth in the Morning with Bailey Coleman and Homer Blow for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and families, communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Bailey Coleman and Homer Blow, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. And get ready, 101.7 The Truth Family Fest is back. If y'all not coming, man, you're going to miss a whole lot. So I hope y'all there. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or sierra.brown at Milwaukee Black Media. That's Sierra.brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. And this is proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and also Ascension. And that's not purple haze outside. That is actually what? That's wildfire, Canadian wildfire haze. Enlightenment. Talk to me.
Hey, so, I don't know, I be in my head and loud.
It's okay,
so,
let it all out.
You talking about the super soldier with them pumping testosterone pills in you? That's weird.
Yeah.
But I'm a boxer, so I automatically thought like, that sounds good. I can use that with boxing. But then again, I also thought about, don't do that. That's the mark of the beast.
Mm.
What is they pumping into you?
Mm.
Because I mean, they tell us in all the movies, y'all trying to do is control us. So what is they gonna be doing? And just like you said, they not gonna give it to the blacks. They already know we got superpowers. Super sale. What y'all trying to what type of war is y'all trying to start? Because we see the war, we know who's gonna win. We know y'all would never be able to win no matter what y'all use.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, God blessed us with them superpowers out the gate automatically. Yep. So y'all can't win. And just look at the times that we in right now.
Yep.
They know what they doing. Mm-hmm. But they never win, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They can be all the super soldiers they want, but they you can't be God.
Yeah.
You can't be God's chosen people.
That's right. That's right. Enlightenment, I appreciate it. Krista, how you doing?
Hey, so I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What's up?
Nice. So you were talking about the super soldiers and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
So I was listening to Jazz the other day, and she was actually talking about some of her medical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, kind of mentioned something about how in the medical field, they kind of like to experiment a little bit with things that they don't like to necessarily tell the black community to be about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just now mentioned something about, talking about like LeBron James and his physique and his skill. I'm curious on if you would think that those two potential things are actually connected when it comes to building a super soldier, kind of taking from one community to put into another while excluding out and trying to weed out, as you said earlier, the people of color eventually within like military status.
Yeah. I think so. I think they're, what their goal is, and I'll say this, what their goal is to do is to continue to repopulate the, and this is a part of their plan. And like, it's red, you know, you can read it, but I think their goal is to extend the life of white America.
For sure.
But I think that this is one of the ways, because the white population has dropped dramatically, and they're making every attempt to repopulate the earth with more white America, and I'm saying more white America, meaning the actual philosophy, the principle of white America.
Absolutely.
There's a number that says roughly 5.6% of men aged 30 to 79 actually have clinical testosterone deficiency. But they didn't say that 5.6% of men aged 30 to 79 have clinical deficiency in the black community. The black community has a high level of testosterone. The brown community has a high level of testosterone. Just almost genetically we do. And that can be, you can read that in any research. So hopefully people see that, because you look at the black and brown communities all over the world, they're continually having babies. They're continually extending their life. They're continually doing things that are out of the ordinary. Robert, what's up?
Hey, you know what? It's a Trojan horse, man. I agree with everything that you said.
Yep.
But you know what they're doing? They're weaving out the transgender, the gay that's in the military from that don't ask, don't tell. That's a sneaky way of getting them out when you're testing for testosterone.
Yep.
And then also, they're, when they say you can volunteer to get the testosterone testing, that's when they're building their soldiers. Yep. So they're using, it's a double-edged sword, man. You know, Esau always find a way to be a cunning hunter. And it's in the Bible, and he's doing just that. And they have to tell us in our face first. And this is their cover-up to say, oh, well, you know, it's for the military so we can have a mighty army. Yeah, when he said we, he didn't say all of America, black, white, brown, and otherwise. He meant make America great again. They plan that's been all along. But take what you will with that, and we have to listen. When they tell us stuff, they're telling us the truth because they have to. It's up to us if we open up our third eye and listen. That's amen. Right. You brothers have a great day.
That's right. Hey, y'all, we're at the end of the show. We're at the end of the show, and I didn't even get to the chat. Chat, y'all keep going. Y'all keep going. It's okay. Baybar says, Believe Z, they're available. Yes, you go to pick and choose. That's funny. Let them do it. He said, we are the original people, the strongest, the fastest, and the smartest. Yes, you know, this department, the government knows they are very intelligent. They know we're, you know, we're black people, brown people, people of color, are very proud people. We do things that are usually out of the ordinary. We do things that are more pronounced, and joyously we make it popular. Look at hip-hop. That's it, y'all. Milwaukee straight up. We just went from Ishtar to testosterone. I mean, we covered the gamut, and we played some dope music. We looked at the haze, and it ain't purple. So there you have it. Go outside, protect yourself. Protect yourself at all costs. Make every types of protection. Just protect. Well, that's it. We got the best of jazz coming up next on the award-winning Truth 101 Radio. And I'm out. We are out of here, Grapevine-ese.